Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Expert Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I'm Michelle Marquis. In studio with me is Elise Corey of TravelWise. How are you, Elise?
I am doing great today.
Excellent.
I'm
good.
Very excited about today. I've been looking forward to today for a long time.
Yay! And we have Wendy on the line from Oceana. Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well, and we're both very much looking forward to our chat today because it's going to be so much fun. We are talking about our big culinary cruise with Chef John Ash and KSRO listeners. The first one that we did was so fantastic, and people wanted to do it again, but they wanted to do it with some hands-on and some really cool cooking demonstrations with Chef John Ash, who is renowned here in wine country, and we've managed to do that with Oceana. So this is very, very exciting. Elise and Wendy, give us some of the details. When are we going? Where are we going?
Where are we going? We are going October 9th, 2018 for 7 nights. We're going from Lisbon to Barcelona, Spain. Mm. So some of your lovely ports of call, which most people just dream about, but can become a reality, of course. You'll be traveling from Lisbon and then you go to Seville, Spain. From there, Malaga, then Alicante, Palma de Mallorca.
Wow.
One of my favorite places, Monte Carlo.
Oh, my goodness.
They have the lottery boats there. Those are the boats that you wish you could buy when you win the lottery.
Right.
So that's one of my favorite places. And then we go to Provence, and then we end in Barcelona.
Mm.
So there's a lot in a 7-day cruise,
right,
and a lot pushed in together, but this way you get the full feeling of where it is, and you'll know where you want to go back. That's the good part. And the best part is we are going on a top cruise line.
Yes.
I'm so proud to be representing and working with Oceana Cruises. It just it's just making me smile from ear to ear. And of course, Chef John Ash, you know, the last cruise that we went with Chef Ash on board, everybody was saying, you know, this was good, but instead of watching it on a TV screen, we want to get down and dirty. We want to get in there.
Yeah.
We want to cook. And Oceana has exactly what we need to satisfy those wishes.
Right.
Everybody.
Wendy, can you describe for us a little bit on the Oceana cruises, sort of your O-Life difference that you talk about and the ability to actually do this sort of interactive cooking experience?
Well, the O-Life is a little bit different from the whole cooking thing.
Mm-hmm.
So let me talk about the cooking thing first.
Sure.
So we were the first cruise line to ever come out with a hands-on cooking school at sea. And it's fantastic. I mean, it's just like things that you might even see when you're watching TV and seeing people doing actual hands-on cooking things. It's we have 24 stations. There's actually 12 stations with two people to a station, and it is completely hands-on. So what's so fun is that everything that you make, you actually eat. You get to leave with those recipes, and I'm sure Chef John Ash must have some amazing things that he's going to put together for these cooking sessions. And I believe we are probably going to have two back-to-back ones, hopefully. Is that correct?
That's what we're hoping for. And
we have enough people. We will.
Yeah, and hopefully maybe we'll even do more if we get a lot of people.
Mm.
So we'll see. But right now we have two, so we're going to take some people do the kitchen and then watch, and then we'll swap everybody
okay.
out, so everybody gets to experience that.
But this is for KSRO listeners, right?
Only, yeah.
Right.
Solely
yeah.
for them.
Yeah.
You have this to yourselves. You're not going to be sharing it with anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so great. And Chef John Ash, I have to say, I have worked with him for many years as he's the host of, along with Steve Gardner, of the Good Food Hour here on KSRO. He is renowned. He's one of the fathers of cuisine in wine country. Definitely. And I've worked with a lot of other chefs in the area too. And there's no disparaging any of them, but I have to say, Chef John Ash is a teacher. At his heart, he is definitely a teacher. He knows how to explain something to make it very easy and accessible and exciting to his audience. And he's so good at it that this is really an amazing opportunity. This alone, if you know, took out all the ports of call and just had a chance to be on a cruise ship with Chef John Ash teaching you how to cook, that would probably be, you know, at least half the price. I'd say, yes, that's amazing.
Well, he's so funny.
Yes.
And And he's so down to earth, which is really what I like. He's a regular person. If you didn't know who he was, you'd probably want to converse with him anyway.
Yeah.
And he's really, he makes you laugh quite a bit. You know, I just remember going to the ones before and it was like, oh, this is entertaining. He's almost like, you know, a comedian and a cook at the same time.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And so knowledgeable about all different kinds of cuisine and really passionate about sustainable foods and ingredients. So I think this is going to be just so fantastic to be able to have Chef John Ash there and do a hands-on cooking class with him. That's so great.
And not only that, but we're also going to be doing a wine and food pairing, which is going to be something special that we did on the last cruise, which everyone loved.
Uh-huh.
But of course, this one is going to be a little different. So
yes, and we're very excited. Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know what they say is it's one thing to go to and take a Spanish cooking class, but to be able to take a Spanish cooking class in Spain is magic.
Right. And we've got a wonderful winery that is going to be on board with us, Fogline Vineyards. They are fantastic, right? Sort of in the corner of Windsor, Santa Rosa, right there. That's where their tasting room is. Exquisite wines, really, really good wines. And I think this is going to be so fun to feature them on the cruise, our culinary cruise with Chef John Ash, which is in October of 2018. And you can always reach out to find out more about it by sending an email to Elise. And you do that by sending an email to ksro@travelwise.net, ksro@travelwise.net. But even better, come this evening to the radio station, right?
Yeah, we have this is going to be fabulous. This evening, you get a few different rewards today. First of all, today we're having our kickoff mixer for the cruise. So besides having Chef John Ash will be there, Fogline Vineyards will be present, Wendy with Oceana will be doing a presentation. Not only that, but you get to mix and mingle right at the beginning and get a feel for it. Plus, the ports of call, the biggest obstacle I can see is not having time to sleep on this cruise. That's the biggest. I'm trying to figure out when do we do that. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, this is an opportunity to really get a hands-on feeling about Oceana. Who is Oceana? What makes them stand out? Why do their cruises book up so fast? Mm-hmm. You know, there must be something right about it. And plus, Michelle was talking about how, you know, just meeting John Ash is just something in itself. But imagine going on a cruise that includes airfare and a cooking class and to be with John Ash and a winery. I mean, the pricing on this cruise is almost like it's almost not real. I find myself rereading the prices and double checking what's included because it's hard to believe.
It really is hard to believe. So are these fares still available? I know, as we've talked about, Oceana books up quickly. And last time that I was with you, it was maybe a couple weeks ago, when we talked about the fares, including airfare, which is blowing my mind, of $24.99 per person. Is that still available?
Yes, it is. I checked this morning. Okay. We don't have a lot.
Okay.
There's very limited space at the lead-in fare. But most people, when you're doing a trip like that, most people want a balcony. Mm-hmm. They're going to want a balcony. They're going to want to upgrade. We do have balconies. We do have concierge level, which gives you a little bit more bang for the buck, should we say, a little more perks for those. But we do have some space, but it's extremely limited. Okay. It's first come, first serve.
All right. So that's good to know. So reaching out, and how do people sign up for the cruise if they're interested in doing that, Elise?
Well, they can. I have registration forms. They can just fill it out, which is basically legal name and date of birth, address, phone number, the usual information. And then we'd need a $700 per cabin deposit.
Okay.
And that's it. And then you're on, and then you're on our list, and you'll get all the updates. We'll be doing some pre and post, and we're going to be doing a lot of different things. And some of it we'll just be adding on.
Yeah.
This is what we have right now.
Right.
So
let's talk a little bit more. I did mention the O-Life with Wendy Moriarty for Oceana. Can you tell us a little bit more about what this means?
Sure. So what O-Life means is that it's special additional amenities that we're offering. And for this particular sailing, you would get unlimited internet for one person. And the reason we say one person is you can have one person using an iPhone, and then they can turn off their iPhone, and then somebody else maybe needs to use their iPad. And mm-hmm. the reason we do that is so that the internet continues to be strong and that you don't have to have such a slow signal. So it's one per stateroom, and then you get your choice. So we call ourselves inclusive by choice, and what that means is anyone who books has their choice of either booking two shore excursions per person, four per stateroom, or if you don't want to choose shore excursions, you can opt for shipboard credit, and that would be $200 shipboard credit per person. Or the third and final option would be that you could opt for a drink package. And that drink package is beer and wine with lunch and dinner. However, if you'd like to upgrade to the unlimited premium package, which would be premium liquor, premium wine, and beer, and that would be unlimited all day, all night, it would be an upcharge of $20 per person per day.
So $140 per person.
$140 per person. You would opt for the drink package, get on board the ship, and just pay an additional $140, and you'd have unlimited for the entire cruise.
That's fun. Now, do you feature...
So it's a really, really great amenity additional offer.
Sure. Do you then sort of highlight or feature wines of the region while you're out on the ocean?
We do. We do have some wines, absolutely, that we feature. Mm-hmm. We have international wines. We have wines from California. We have pretty extensive wine lists. So if you either A, wish to, buy the package, there will be a list that you can choose from. There will be additional wines, of course, for an upcharge if there's something special that you're looking for.
Great.
But you'll also have Fogline mm-hmm. wines because you're a KSRO listener. So you'll have that opportunity as well.
Right. And when you get to your room, there'll be a bottle of wine for you, right?
Yes.
That is so nice.
It's usually part of our spoiling process here.
I love it. I'm talking with Elise Corey from TravelWise, and they are the only Virtuoso travel agency here in Sonoma County. And that means a lot, too, because not only are you working hard for our KSRO listeners to make sure that they're having the best experience that they can possibly have, you've got that clout with TravelWise, too. Do you know of any little extra perks that you're able to get with TravelWise?
I'm always working the system. I'm always trying to get the most value for everyone. But, the point that we're a Virtuoso agency means that if something, no one wants to, make us on the unhappy.
Right.
And they always excel to meet or exceed our expectations. And that's what we do. That's part of being Virtuoso.
That's great. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. We're talking with Wendy Moriarty from Oceana. And of course, Elise Corey is your host for Travel Tuesdays. And we're talking about our Iberian quest from Lisbon, Portugal to Barcelona, 7 nights. Oh my gosh, it's so amazing. It'll be in October of 2018. And you'll have a chance to learn more about it this evening. Stick around. We'll give you those details in just a moment here on KSRO.
That's just life without a care. And we're getting there.
Traffic on the fives and weather 6 times an hour on Sonoma County's Morning News with Pat Kerrigan, only on KSRO.
Every Friday, it's the Party on the Plaza music series at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market. This week, it's the Pulsators from 5:30 to 8. Enjoy a certified farmer's market, food and craft booths, beer, wine, live music, and even a kids area with jump houses and slides. It's all in City Center Plaza, just off the intersection of State Farm Drive and Rohnert Park Expressway. Organized by SMG Events in partnership with the City of Rohnert Park and sponsored by Hooters in Rohnert Park, offering 32 beers on tap, 25 flat screens with all the sports packages, happy hour all day Wednesdays, and Sundays from 5 till close. Home of the world-famous Hooters girls and their nearly famous chicken wings. Try their blackened mahi-mahi sandwich or their Baja fish tacos. Or maybe you're in the mood for a twisted Texas melt. That's Hooters Rohnert Park, locally owned and open 7 days a week. So join the Hooters girls and party on the plaza at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market Fridays, 5 to 8.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
That's just life without a care. And we're getting there.
And welcome back to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis. In studio with us is Elise Corey, and on the line is Wendy Moriarty. She is with Oceana Cruises, and Wendy's going to be here as well as Elise and Chef John Ash. And when I say here, I mean right here at the KSRO radio station. This evening, we are having a mixer, and it's free to attend, right?
Yes.
It's from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. right here at the radio station. We are on Neotomas, just here in Santa Rosa, and the crossroad is Farmers Lane. So
it's 1450, I believe.
1410. I've been up really early this morning, so remembering our address is going to be difficult for me, but I think it's 1410 Neotomas Avenue, Suite 200, so we're on the second floor, and we would love to see those people who are interested in learning more about Oceana especially, but also trying some Fogline wines, because Fogline Vineyards will be here, and they have some amazing Zinfandels, Pinot Noir, great Chardonnay, so you get to try some of the things that will be included and featured on board on the KSRO Culinary Cruise. And Chef John Ash is going to be here this evening as well. It's from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. right here at the KSRO studios, and Kathy Slack will be here to greet everyone with her bubbly personality, and we'll learn more about how great Oceana is and this particular cruise.
You know, this is, Oceana is definitely its own, its own cruise line and its own division. Mm-hmm. It stands out, you know, it's just everyone, like I said, people who travel with Oceana, they want to go back. And it's because of the service and the beauty of the ship. I was fortunate enough to see one of their ships a few years ago, mm-hmm. when it was in San Francisco. And it was really mouth-dropping almost, because it's just a beautiful ship. And the nice part is, for all you men out there, there is no dress code. Not that you can go in your bathing suit for dinner. However, you don't have to bring the suit. You don't have to bring the tie. You don't have to act like you're going to work. It's a very casual, it's casually elegant.
Mm-hmm. Is country club casual.
Yes.
That's a nice way to put it. And of course, we're very excited that we're going to have this experience with Chef John Ash as our host on the cruise, and the culinary opportunities there, and have a wine and food pairing dinner. But tell us a little bit more, Wendy, about just the regular cuisine that's available. And it's definitely high level, isn't it?
It is. Actually, that's the hallmark of our brand, is having the finest cuisine at sea. We actually spend more per guest on food than any other cruise line out there. And when it comes to our staff, and you heard Elise saying how great the service levels are and whatnot, it's 1 to 1.5 is the passenger to crew ratio. On this particular ship, it's 1,250 passengers with a crew of 800. And of that 800, more than 400 are solely dedicated to your culinary experience.
Wow.
And we have specialty restaurants. There are 4 specialty restaurants on board. All of them are complimentary. So you're not going to get nickeled and dimed with, mm-hmm. having to make those additional reservations out of pocket. They're all complimentary. One of the restaurants is called one of them is called Polo Grill, and that one is like a steak in a chop house, kind of similar to that of like a Ruth Chris.
Sure.
Another one, we have Jacques Pepin, he's our executive culinary director. You know, there's a lot of cruise lines out there that can say they have guest chefs. Well, we have Jacques Pepin all the time.
Right.
He's in charge of everybody. So he does have his own restaurant on board the Marina and the Riviera. And so you can go and enjoy some amazing Jacques Pepin French cuisine. And then we also have Toscana, and that's our Italian restaurant. Amazing dishes dating back 4 generations, amazing pesto and bolognese. And then lastly, we have Red Ginger, and that's our Asian fusion restaurant with some recipes coming from the Slanted Door right here in San Francisco.
Oh, that's so great. So really, your palate will be excited at every opportunity. You will have an opportunity to try different kinds of cuisine and really just explore what's out there. That's so fun. I love it.
Yeah, you know, there is one other place too that's really unique and special for us. It's called La Reserve by Wine Spectator. Mm-hmm. And this is a really special experience. It's limited to only 24 guests, and it's a 7-course food and wine pairing experience.
Wow.
Now, this one particular place we do charge.
Right.
So
okay.
It'll be, you know, around $120 per person plus tip.
And does that include the wine?
Amazing experience.
Does that include the wine?
Yes, it does. And that's why we have that upcharge.
Okay, but I have to say, Wendy, because there are similar experiences here in wine country that you can do, but you can't do it for $120 that includes the wine for a multi-course dinner like that. That's amazing.
No, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And what's really fun is that, you know, you've got the sommelier coming out with mm-hmm. a chef and telling you why they paired each thing. And yeah, kind of like what we have out here, but on steroids for sure.
right. What a great opportunity. And really, that's super value with your wine included with the 7-course food and wine pairing dinner. That's amazing.
It is. And you know what's special about it too is that there are 3 different menus that we'll feature. So you can look and find out, you know, which menu is speaking to you. So one night they'll feature one menu and another night a different menu. So you kind of have something that you can choose from.
Now, how do you sign up for one of those?
So you can sign up for this actually ahead of time.
Okay.
So once you get yourselves all booked and whatnot, then once you get inside of about six months prior, that you can get signed up for this special culinary experience, because like I said, it is limited. So you can do this definitely ahead of time. Or if you're not sure, then you can wait until you get on board and see what might be, you know, left for booking.
Right. But I imagine that those book up pretty quickly, right?
Very often they do.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Very
okay.
Often they do.
So then just tell Elise that, oh, hey, give me a reminder when we're 6 months out because I want my booking.
Yeah, yeah. I highly suggest doing it sooner than later because, you know, this is a quick, fast itinerary and, you know, you it'd be sad if you missed out on something.
Right.
That type of an experience.
And just if you think that just eating and drinking isn't enough, you can also relax at the Canyon Ranch Spa on board.
Yes.
So you can have a full evening. We all work hard. We're working. We're busy. We're taking the kids here for this soccer game and picking up from baseball and basketball, and we're doing a million things at once. Mm-hmm. This is a way to treat yourself. I mean, even though you're on vacation and you're going out, it's not the same thing. You're seeing new ports of call. You're having experiences that you could only have on this cruise.
Right.
These are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. And pricing is starting at $24.99, including airfare.
I don't know how you work that out, Elise. That's amazing.
That's the pricing. I mean, just think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, with air for 7 nights, your hotel, your food's included. You're going to have hands-on cooking demos, a private wine and food pairing, a welcome cocktail party, a bottle of wine in your room. What else do I need to tell you? I mean,
well, what we need to remind people is you have a chance to this evening actually come and book your spot if you would like to at the Mixer. It's a free mixer that we're hosting this evening at KSRO. We're at 1410 Neotomas Avenue in Santa Rosa, Suite 200. So we're just on the top floor here of the building. From 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. this evening, you're going to get a chance to meet with Wendy from Oceana, meet with Elise from TravelWise, learn about the ports of call, learn about the ship itself, meet Chef John Ash. He will be here as well. We're going to have some tasty wines from Fogline Vineyards with their Old Vine Zin and Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. Excellent, excellent wines and a little bit of food as well. And I think it's really going to be a great opportunity to learn a little bit more. If you're on the fence, maybe this is the opportunity to go and just research a little bit further and see, is this really what I want to do? And then just say yes.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it's a no-brainer to me, but still, you know, people are concerned, you know, where are we going? What are we doing? Mm-hmm. Every day you're in port. In fact, it was a challenge for us to even try and find a time to have the hands-on cooking.
Right.
But because we don't want to interfere with your sightseeing.
Sure.
But we figured it out.
Yeah.
You know, we always will. We'll do whatever we can to enhance your stay, too. I mean, and this is just an amazing opportunity.
Yeah.
And you know, one other thing that I did want to add is I really look forward to meeting any of you that can come this evening. And my thank you to anyone that does show up and put down a deposit is an additional $100 shipboard credit. Mm. And so that's my thank you to you for coming.
So maybe use that at the Canyon Ranch Spa or, you know, towards your
maybe
your
you
upgraded
get a special bottle of wine.
There you
or
go.
Maybe you want to put it towards, you know, something special in one of the gift shops.
There you go.
We have amazing gift shops on board.
Ugh, wonderful. So make sure you clear your schedule this evening to come by and learn more about KSRO's culinary cruise. It's the Iberian Quest from Lisbon, Portugal to Barcelona, 7 nights on Oceania Cruises. Absolutely amazing ships, wonderful cuisine with Chef John Ash. It's in October of 2018. It's going to be beautiful because that's harvest time. That's beautiful autumn colors. It's going to be fantastic. So our mixer, again, is free this evening from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. right here at KSRO Studios on Neotomas. The cross street is Farmers Lane, and we'll see you here. So thank you so much.
I look forward to meeting you all and seeing you and meeting you in person later.
It's going to be a great time. All right, Wendy, we'll see you later this evening.
See you today.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay. Wendy Moriarty Bye-bye. From Oceania Cruises. And, of course, you'll see Chef John Ash and Elise Corey. See you later tonight then.
Okay.
This is KSRO. That's just love.